Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, where we chat about the Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Hey, it is going pretty well. I'm a little scared right now because I feel like I'm coming down with a cold. I'm not loving this feeling right now, but it's all tight in my chest and I keep coughing. But aside from that, it's going really great. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Things are well. I think I'm almost over my cold. I kind of still have it. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, otherwise, yeah, nothing crazy going on over here. You know, my mom's been visiting us for the past month or so, and it's been fun. She's leaving tomorrow morning, but, you know, she'll actually be back. She lives in Colorado, but she'll actually be back in about like a month and a half for when, you know, our next child's born, you know, end of March, coming up very soon. So she'll be helping out, watching, you know, Cora, as you know, as we're in the hospital and stuff like that. So, but always fun to see my mom. Sad to see her go. You know, she went with us on our Disney trip. That was the last time I had seen her. So you know, we've been reminiscing about the trip and, you know, talking Disney memories and stuff. So
that's awesome.
It's been fun. Yeah, it's been fun. She made me a few. Actually, I don't think we talked about this at all. What? But she made a few Disney treats while she was here.
Do tell.
Yeah, so I've had a Disney recipe book. It's the unofficial Disney Parks recipe book. I think the name, the author is Ashley Kraft. I don't have the book in front of me. I believe that's her name. As I'm telling you this, why don't you look that up real quick?
Got it.
We were trying to do something simple, and we found a Disneyland recipe for Matterhorn macaroons.
Ooh.
Yeah, that you kind of make the shape of like the Matterhorn Mountain into like the macaroon, and then you put like white chocolate icing on top. That was really good. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the mountain, or she couldn't get the mountain, like to make them look like mountains.
Mm-hmm.
When she made them, like she was able to form it into a mountain, but after they went in the oven, they kind of just like sank down a bit. But delicious either way. But then she made my favorite, which this was a little bit more harder, the Cheshire Cattail.
Oh my God, she did.
Yeah, and those were on point.
Those more than anything.
They are amazing, and when she made those, they were just as good. She made them actually, she made them, but they were more kind of like a snackable item. Like okay. She made them like thinner and were like bite-sized, kind of like a pretzel rod, stick. So, you know, easier to consume.
Nice.
But yeah, they were really good. So she made those two things. She made other things, but those Disney treats she made.
That's awesome. And yeah, I did look it up. It is called The Unofficial Disney Parks Cookbook, and you had it by Ashley Kraft.
Oh, so perfect.
I see it all the time when I go to the bookstore and when I, you know, I feel like I see it all the time, but I don't have that one yet. So I'm going to
I feel like if you're a Disney fan and you buy stuff on like Amazon, mm-hmm. it'll always just show up and suggested.
Mm-hmm. We have my wife, Disney drinks book, and we make a lot of the drinks out of that one.
Is it the unofficial one?
I think so.
By her?
Well, shoot, because, now I don't know.
Yeah, well, because my wife for Christmas, she got me the drinks recipe by Ashley Kraft as well. It's the unofficial drink recipe book.
Yes, that same one.
It is same one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually made jet juice from that over the holiday break. Did we talk about that on the podcast?
I think we did, yeah. At least you told me about it. That's cool.
I think I did tell you about it. I know I posted about it, but yeah. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. Yeah. around Christmas time, I was like finding all the ingredients for it. Luckily, you know, it has chili liqueur in it. I found that acai liqueur, that's in there, but that's actually very hard to find. Mm-hmm. There was a place near me, but it was kind of far. I didn't want to drive that way. But I substituted with a berry liqueur, gave the same red color, same kind of flavor. So that was very good. But
nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, those books are good. So, but yeah, you know, sad to see my mom leaving, but I'm happy I got some Disney treats out of it.
Heck yeah.
Yep. So, all right. Well, let's, you know, we got some good stuff to talk about today. Nothing too crazy. Talk about Tron. You know, there's some more news about Tron. Talk about that. They finally have the opening date for Roundup Rodeo Barbecue.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. So we got some other fun things too. But before we get there, of course, we got to talk about Park Snacker. You know, I don't know what it is, but people have been rating up a storm lately.
You know what
it is? At least
the
people that I follow.
It's these people are finally understanding the coolness that is Park Snacker.
Man, I hope so. I hope people are.
Did I sell it? Was I doing good?
You did. You did do it. Oh, your friend April's been posting
April's
a ton up here.
Yes.
Wow. Look
April
at that.
Is currently at Disney World.
She is. Yeah. If you want to follow Imagination Destinations by April on Park Snacker, you can follow one of Katie's best friends over there, and also a friend of the podcast. Yeah, so yeah, it's been fun just watching, you know, people, not even just like Festival of the Arts stuff, but just like, I've just been seeing a lot more activity on there, which is, you know, which is good. So I should have Doug to check our numbers. We'll see where our numbers at these days.
Update for next week.
Yeah. But yeah, if you don't know, you know, first time to the pod, you don't know about Park Snacker, it is our app where you can rate, review, and discover over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with their friends to see what they're snacking on, like we just discussed. You can browse menus, create custom lists to get ready for your next trip, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World.
Woo!
All right. Excuse me. It's definitely not over this cold. Still got my cough. Still got my sniffles, I apologize. But
hey, see, now I'm with you there, so I'm sure we both sound wonderful.
I know. Yeah, that's two congested hosts for this podcast.
That should
that
be
much.
The subline of the episode.
Yeah, you know what? I might just put it. all right, so we actually have a little bit of feedback from, you know, friend of the show, CJ, from last week. So two things, you know, we talked about the closing of Splash Mountain. They're already doing lots of construction over there. A big crane was brought in, I saw today. So lots happening over there. But CJ had mentioned, you know, we talked about how on eBay people were actually, you know, putting things up on eBay where it's water. You know, there was bottles filled of water from Splash Mountain. And CJ, you know, she went there before closing, and she said she did see people collecting water in a bottle from Splash Mountain.
That is disgusting, people. That is disgusting.
Yeah. So it is a thing that's happening. You know, we were wondering if it's just like, are they just going to fill it up from the water fountain? So I don't know. But, you know, as long as if people get it from eBay and they test it for bromine, then, you know, they weren't scammed. So they're fine. And then the other thing CJ mentioned, we also talked about the parking lot signs, and we mentioned that Wally and Eve were on the new signs, and we were like, there's no Wally or Eve in Epcot. We were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? So CJ mentioned that there is a playground, near Creation Shop and Test Track that has Wally and Eve. It is a very small playground, but they are featured.
I was gonna say, so playground. Like, I know that there's the park. There's the playground there. I've seen it. I've walked past it. I would have no idea by just glancing at it that it's Wally and Eve. Like, it's green. I feel like green doesn't seem like the color of Wally and Eve.
Has green on her, doesn't she?
I mean, a little flashing light, but she's... I don't know. I had no idea that that was a... I knew the playground was there. I had no idea it was a Wally and Eve themed.
Yeah, I have no idea either. Yeah, I was trying to find like photos of it online, and I haven't seen it. So All I see is this like Monsters Inc. one. So
that is
Anyways.
Not it.
Yeah, no, that's not it. And the other thing, just a bit of feedback for me, I did buy that Titanic pin, one. So it's the safe, and then if you open it up, there's a door for the pin. You open it up and it's the Heart of the Ocean, you know, necklace in there.
Did you get
and
it?
I bought
in
it.
Yet?
It's yeah, I got it. It's I have a whole what am I trying? Not a board, but it's like a flag that holds all of my pins, and I have the pin hanging up there. Okay. So
well, good. I'm glad that you got that. I know you were so stoked.
I was, yeah. I'm a, you know, I don't want to go into it, but I'm a big Disney fan. I got a few messages last week talking about how, you know, people were like, oh, now I, literally someone said, I have to listen to your podcast now because you're talking about Titanic merchandise, so.
Hey, whenever it takes to get you in the door and keep listening.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just start putting random things that people like in, like, the description, and maybe, you know, maybe we'll just get some new people.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, very, very exciting. All right. Well, let's get to some of the quick topics we have today. I think one of the biggest ones is, you know, this isn't Walt Disney World, you know, but we do talk about Disneyland, but this is Disney, you know, in general. But the 100th anniversary has started, the celebration. Now that began over at Disneyland. So this past weekend, we saw Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway open. Have you seen the queue?
It is adorable. And it is not even close to what we have at Walt Disney World. But I love it. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's dope. My favorite thing about it is they made, like, fake movie posters of real movies. So, like, for instance, The Rocketeer, they did The Mouseketeer. So it's like Mickey Mouse dressed up as, like, you know, the Rocketeer. Mm-hmm. Honey, I Shrunk. They did it. They did one off the Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. They did one off the Parent Trap. I think it's called the Chipmunk Trap.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God, I want these posters. I know. Like, this is a cool cue. Like, I don't know what Disney was thinking for the one at Hollywood Studios, but they really, like, let the ball drop. They probably learned from their mistake. They're like, okay, guys. We got to bump. We got to, like, get this, you know, make this even better. But I think also because I understand, because in Hollywood Studios, you know, that's really about, like, the authentic, like, 1920s, 30s Chinese theater, you know, being in there. So, you know, they have to theme it to that. In Disneyland, they're over in Toontown. So, you know, with they made these, like, this cool concession stand with, like, Mickey Mouse shaped popcorn. So, you know, that kind of makes a bit more sense to do it in that style, but, oh man, it is just such a cool cue. And I just want those movie posters.
I know.
I just think they're so dope.
They really are. I bet you, or at least if they were smart, they could make pins out of all the posters.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope I could just buy them one day, 'cause that'd be awesome.
That too. Not everyone collects huge movie posters like you do, though. So I'll take the pin.
That's true. Yeah. It's funny, on eBay this past week. So in our back living room, we have, like, a big fireplace and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of more of, like, a rustic room. So we're actually, like, theming it a little bit after, like, the Wilderness Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually just bought, like, a print on eBay of the Wilderness Lodge. But it's like a it's not of, like, the Wilderness Lodge, but it's, so imagine you're in the back of the Wilderness Lodge and you're looking at, like, the geyser and, like, the pool and waterfall area. So it's a painting of that with, like, deer and stuff. It looks like an actual, like, nature scene with, like, the Wilderness Lodge. So it doesn't look like it's a pool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm giving a good visualization. But it's like a, you know, limited edition print that came out a while ago and they're on eBay. So I was like, oh, this would go great in the living room. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we started decorating that, so I was really, really pumped. So
nice.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but on eBay you can buy, like, props from Walt Disney World. Did you know that?
I don't know that I did. No, I'm not. So, I never, like, go on eBay though. So
I love eBay, but you can legit, you can go on, just search, like, for example, Disney World resort props. You can buy things that were in the rooms, because when they do refurbishments, I don't know how, but people can, you know, buy these old props. So you can buy pictures, like paintings, curtains, bed runners, pillows, lamps. Like, you can buy tons of stuff. So, like, if you didn't know, there's a whole treasure trove of things on eBay to find. So I always just go up and look. You know, I always look to see what, like, kind of Wilderness Lodge merchandise I can get. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm just letting everyone else know, if you want to get some cool Disney World, like, you know, say resort merchandise, not just merchandise, but, like, actual props, you can. So
nice. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yep. So, All right. So I don't remember what we were talking about. Okay. We were talking about Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. So yeah, that opened this past weekend. Then you have Wondrous Journeys, which is the new nighttime fireworks show on Sleeping Beauty's Castle. And then World of Color 1, you know, over at Disney's California Adventure. So those both debuted as well. I've been actually meaning to watch the videos on YouTube because I know I'm not getting there for a really long time. So, you know, they have those debuted as well. So, you know, hopefully all the people going to Disneyland sometime soon get to check that out and have some fun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Cool stuff for the 100th. I think it's really cool. And so I have the Disney Visa Chase card. And like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we got it in the mail. Like, hey, look at all these new 100th anniversary designs. So naturally I had to get a new card design, and I got like the super fancy, like heavy metal 100th anniversary celebration one. I didn't think I was going to like it, honestly, because like, I'm sorry, I'm probably the only one, but I'm not a fan of the 100th anniversary merch. Like, I just, it's not sitting well with me.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I had to get this metal card because when in my life am I ever going to be fancy enough to have a metal card? Yeah. And I was like, well, clearly this is it. It's actually really cute in person. It's like shiny. And
oh,
it's
nice.
Like, pretty heavy. It's not as like, it's not like my a black Amex card or whatever, but like it has some weight to it. But so if you're if you're debating about switching your design, it's actually kind of cute. I'm not mad about my decision.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I don't have the Disney Visa anymore. I used to, like, probably like 10 plus years ago, but I don't. Unfortunately, I just use my United card now. I want like those miles.
So. Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
Yep. All right, so that is actually one more thing about that. I wonder if Disney is gonna like do any celebration or not Disney. Disney World is gonna do any celebrations for it after the 50th is over. Like, I wonder if they'll get merchandise. I don't know. Does Disney World have merchandise?
God, for
the Disney? Yeah. Do they? I haven't seen it. Okay.
It was everywhere, and it's. I don't know. I'm not
okay. I've been disconnected. I have not like really seen it.
So. Yeah, okay. It was there when I was there a couple weeks ago. Like, oh, in was every it? Store, there was some, yeah.
For the Disney 100?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there we go. It is there.
I'm sure there's going to be a bunch more, but yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I think there, my speculation, and I don't know if I've heard this or if I'm just thinking it, like, they'll change the banner colors on the castle to platinum instead of gold. Mm. And, like, I heard a rumor that they're painting the statues that they put up for the 50th platinum, too. I don't know how true that is. But I'm sure they'll do something because why wouldn't they? But
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. Yeah. So that is the Disney 100th anniversary celebration happening at Disneyland. Katie, you sent me this next one. You were the first one to send me the sad emoji.
I know.
For this.
That was just a whirl of emotion right there because I was like, oh, you're right. Yes, I was the first one. I never win. And then I remember what the actual news was, and now I got sad.
Yeah. So Trails End Restaurant, which we've talked about a few times over at Disney's Fort Wilderness, that is a table – right now is a table service restaurant offering a family-style breakfast as well as a family-style dinner. Before the pandemic, it used to be a buffet. But that is going to be closing in spring of 2023 to reopen in late 2023 as a new quick service eatery over there. Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of a shame, but I kind of understand only because Hoop-De-Doo is right next door and that's also a table service restaurant. And they're probably just not seeing the numbers as much over at Trails End. They probably see that they can probably do better as a quick service restaurant because you can get a few things over because P&J's Takeout was like attached. I think it was called P&J's Takeout was called attached to that. I had gotten a iced s'mores latte when visited over in September at P&J's. And, you know, so I assume that that's why they're doing it. For those couple reasons, but it's a shame because we talked about how it's such a great bargain, you know, and it was really good food too. And you know, because right now, if you want to get a family style breakfast, you know, all you can eat, you know, it's priced starting at like $23, and if you want to do dinner, starting at $32, like That's a steal at Disney. You're not going to find
that anywhere else. Yeah. And it was really good. That's a crazy thing. It was really good. It was such a steal. Like, I admit, it is very hard to get to. Like, it's not an easy restaurant. There's always reservations available, but, like, it takes a chunk of time to actually get to the restaurant. So I understand why a quick service is probably going to be way more efficient for them. Like, it makes sense, and I'm not entirely shocked by the news. It's just kind of a bummer when I don't know. I love Trails End. It was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a bummer, but, you know, I guess we'll see what they're going to do with the new quick service.
You know what it reminds me of, and I don't know why I've never made this connection, but Trails End restaurant always reminded me, or now reminds me, of the mess hall in Parent Trap. Like, it just kind of has that campy vibe. So, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe a quick service can still have that little camp vibe where you can kind of go pick up what you want to eat.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. Man, I love the Parent Trap.
Dude, it's
have we talked about it on this podcast?
I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was obsessed with that movie.
Because there was two Lindsay Lohans.
No, I just like, I never had like a, you know, I never was like into her because I was about the same age as her when that movie came out, and you know, I think it was just like I just thought the story was just so fun and cool, like, you know, finding a twin and stuff that, like. You know, when video rental stores were still a thing, if I couldn't find a movie that I wanted to rent, I would just rent that again. Like, we should have just bought the movie because of how many times I rented it.
Oh my God.
It's still good. So, you know, it's still relevant because, you know, Disney made a poster called the Chipmunk Trap. And it's the reboot poster, like the remake poster with Lindsay Lohan. So. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it too. Growing up, it was one of our favorite movies too. Like, my sister, my cousin and I, like, we would always watch it. And then we would have our sleepovers in the living room and we would like all take turns waking up in the, like, quote, waking up in the middle of the night saying, oh, I have a brilliant beyond brilliant idea. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a classic. Man, yeah. I'm gonna have to watch that tonight.
Oh man. Oh man. Maybe I'll just throw it on. Why not? Screw it.
Do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Grown ass man. Watching the Parent Trap.
Hey, it's not weird if we're doing it at the same time, right?
It's a long movie too.
Is it really?
It's like over 2 hours, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I remember it being long, yeah. 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 Rest in peace, Natasha Richardson though, the mom. So tragedy. Anyways, so I love we get off topic so easily these days. All right, so that's Trails End. Get it while you can. Definitely a great bargain over at Disney. Mm-hmm. All right, so this next article, Disney wanted everyone to know that PhotoPass photographers are getting bright new green costumes. They are environmentally friendly. They are made up of recycled material. Hopefully they are, you know, Disney says they are comfortable. For them, you know, it's also the designed to help them in the bright Florida sun. You know, I always get worried about when I see shirts made of recycled material because is it going to be super hot for them? Like, is that comfortable to wear? But, you know, Disney's smart enough. I'm sure it is. So, but what I think the best thing about this is, so Katie, you're looking at the picture that I have up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, PhotoPass photographers right now, they wear gray.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to spot them because there's a lot of times when I'm, you know, walking through the parks when we have Memory Maker, and even on this last trip, I said to the people we're with, like, hey, if you see a PhotoPass photographer, like, let me know. We'll stop and like take a photo. And sometimes, like, if you're not look, because they are located on your map, like you can bring up your phone and like see them on your map, but you know, you're not always looking at your phone. But at least now, like, they're in a bright green shirt. It's not, you know, going to be hard to miss them. Because if you, like, look in your peripheral and you see a bright green shirt, it's probably them. So I think that's, you know, to me, that I think is, it makes it a little bit easier to find them. So.
Yeah. No, for sure. I never had the problem finding PhotoPass photographers. I have, like, a keen eye to find them. Because I intentionally seek them out and make them take my picture, and I pretty much know where they're gonna be. So that was never a problem for me. But these are definitely more, I'm gonna stand out in a crowd kind of thing. My only concern is that how many PhotoPass photographers are lined up and down Main Street that are now going to be very apparent in the background of other pictures.
Well, maybe I think not. I think Disney does a pretty good job because they're all in a straight line.
That's true.
And how they line up the people, they're like the PhotoPass photographer will always be behind, like directly behind the people. Okay. And if you have a good PhotoPass photographer, they should be able to not get the other ones in the photo.
That's true.
So I don't know. Maybe. I feel like that'd be okay.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, they're fun. I like them. I hope they are comfortable because not many cast member costumes are comfortable, and I didn't wear many of them, but I saw a lot of them when I was a cast member, and they do not look comfy.
Was yours comfortable? You worked, so remind everyone where you worked.
So for the majority of the time, I worked at Old Key West Resorts, and mine wasn't bad as far as comfort goes. I basically had what you would imagine, like, a 60-year-old man on a fishing boat wearing for the shirt. Like, It was very baggy, wasn't it?
It
was very baggy and very, like, boxy almost, and had just the craziest little print. The pants, however, I was obsessed with because they were, like, gauchos of the early 2000s. So, like, it fit like normal pants, but then the pant legs were gigantic.
Like, they remember the photo.
2 feet across. Maybe not, but, like, they were huge. So it almost looked like you were wearing a skirt, but they were pants, which, like, big fan of that whole look. It was a classic look. So mine wasn't, like, uncomfortable per se, but it's not flattering even.
Yeah.
And, like, you could wear actual, like, long pants. And when I worked, like, in back of house, like, doing stocking and stuff like that, I had to wear the actual pants and not the comfy gaucho pants, which were significantly less comfortable. Same bright-ass blue color, though. It was wild.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully these are, you know, now comfortable and, you know, better for the cast members. Mm-hmm. So some PhotoPass photographers are lucky, though. Like, if they're standing in a spot, like, they actually do get an umbrella, one of those big umbrellas. So that's nice.
That's true.
All right. So a couple other things. I'm going to skip over one and come back to it. So the theme for the 2023 Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend, which is usually, you know, during Food and Wine Festival, it's usually the first weekend in November. They announced the theme for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, and it's Encanto.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I saw a couple things online, you know, so.
Yeah, I like the theme. The few little things I saw of the promotions, the pictures or whatever, art for it, I'm not sold on. Like, it wasn't like an immediate, oh my God, I need it, like the 90s weekend was, or the springtime Pixar surprise or whatever, you know? Like, I'm not 1,000% in, but I do love Encanto, so, like, props to the theming at least, but. We'll see. Maybe once they start to post a little bit more, like what the medals look like, then maybe I'll fall for it a bit more.
Yeah. You know, I think I have a problem with Encanto.
Uh-oh.
The songs are amazing, but the movie is just okay. Like, I feel like people more like the music than like the actual movie. Maybe that's just like the way I think about it.
I don't think you're wrong. I think.
Like, yeah, I thought the movie was just fine.
Yeah. The music is definitely what brings it all
what
together.
What sold it, yeah. Yeah. It is banging, so.
That's actually true, because I listen to the soundtrack all the time, but I actually can't tell you the last time I watched the movie.
Yeah, same. I watched it once, and that was it, but we listened to the music a ton.
Have you watched the Encanto live, whatever, Disney special?
We never finished it because we were watching it as of like a family, like me, my wife and my daughter. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish it, but it was really good. Like, okay. They did a great at the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I keep hearing great things about it. I just haven't actually watched it myself yet, but I need to.
Yeah.
Because again, the music, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. Some of the effects that they do and all the dancing and stuff. So. All right. So the last thing for quick, some of the quick topics we have here. So there's actually, there was some surprise, some surprising new character, character sightings and meet and greets over at Hollywood Studios. So first, you can now see Frozone and Edna Mode at a character sighting along Hollywood Boulevard. So again, character sighting, like, you can't meet and greet with them, but, like, it's similar to how Pooh is waving his butterfly net, like, in the middle of, like, the Epcot field. So you can just kind of, like, say hi to them. So now you can see Frozone and Edna Mode from The Incredibles over there.
So I'm kind of blanking. So, like, when it's just sighting, so they have to actually be... So where are they going to be on Hollywood Boulevard?
I saw photos of them just, like, on a patch of grass somewhere that's, okay. Like, it's actually... It's pretty close to them, but I didn't get a good look of, like, where exactly on Hollywood Boulevard it was, but I just saw them in, like, a fence, a gate, like, a grass-fenced-in area, and they're just, like, hanging out over there.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Frozone chilling. Yeah. Got him. Yeah. Okay, cool. I like Frozone.
Yeah. And Edna Mode is, you know, still a costume character. Mm-hmm. But I just saw, I think it was on the Disney Cruise Line.
Yes.
Edna Mode became a face character. Yeah. People were just like, what? Like, what is this? So people were, like, not happy with it from what I saw.
I'm a little alarmed. Like, she's almost, like, this is going to sound stupid because I know that they're all cartoons. But, like, she's a very cartoon character that, like, it's really hard to find a human that looks like her likeness, you know? Because, like, she's supposed to be cartoony, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird because, yeah, I know that they're all cartoons. But still, it was weird. I remember I did see it in passing. And didn't, wasn't Mr. Incredible also a person?
I have not seen that
one.
No, I haven't seen
Mr. Incredible, but maybe it wasn't him. But yeah, it was something where I was like, ooh, this has always been a mask character, and now it's a face character. This is weird.
I know.
Like, so, I would love to get some style tips from Edna Mode, so, like, not exactly opposed, but it's gonna be a little weird.
Yeah. Well, for now, she's still the regular old Edna Mode at Hollywood Studios. So
cool.
And then the other one, you can actually meet Mr. and Mrs. Incredible over near Echo Lake, cool. Which is good. So they'll be over there. And then the fun one. So this is a really rare character meeting, but you can actually meet Max and Goofy over near Grand Avenue. Max is actually meeting in his Powerline costume.
What?
Yeah, so that's the first time you've ever been able to meet him. He was actually at the last Halloween party, and he was, you know, at the front of the parade doing his dance, you know, doing the Powerline dance. So now you can actually meet him over there. Goofy is in his vacation outfit. Pretty much I think it's just his regular outfit, but has, like, a Hawaiian shirt on. But yeah, you're actually able to meet them over there. You know, they, from what I've seen, this should be going on, you know, every day for the foreseeable future. You know, they don't have times out, but, you know, they regularly come out every, you know, here and there. So, you know, go meet Max while he's, you know, a rare character. Started today as, you know, as we're recording this. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I love the Goofy movie, and I love Powerline. So that's really cool. I feel like I've seen Goofy in his vacation outfit before, but it's cool that you can, like, meet him now. Because I feel like usually he'd be, like, hanging off a balcony and saying hi and waving and stuff. So, like, it's cool to actually be able to meet them. Because I've seen Max and Goofy together, like, fishing in Echo Lake or something like that. But you weren't able to, like, really interact with him. It was definitely more of the sightings stuff. So this is really cool. I love to see actual meet and greets coming back. Like, it's so good.
I know. Max has always been a very rare character, but over the past few years they've been kind of bringing him out and doing more with him, because people, like, Disney was realizing, like, oh, you know, people do like Max, so let's bring him out. I met him when I was in Alani. He was just, like, hanging out. Like, I was walking over, like, a bridge, you know, in the middle of Alani, and he was just, like, there just hanging out. So I'm like, all right. And I got a few, two times I, you know, he had no line. I was like, so weird just seeing a rare character not like have a line or anything yeah. like this. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so those are some new character meet and greets and character sightings over at Hollywood Studios, so check them out. All right, so last couple pieces of news item. So Disney released an article about what you should know before Tron Light Cycle Run opens up on April 4th. So kind of what we already, you know, discussed, you know, while we kind of speculated, which, you know, we thought would be the new normal for Disney. But of course, there will be a virtual queue that you have to, you know, sign up the regular, you know, the regular way, 7 a.m. If you want to do virtual queue, you have to, you know, get in line for that. There will not be a standby line. You know, again, this is to prevent people waiting in line for hours and hours and hours. So you don't have to do that. But if you want, you know, if you can't get in the virtual queue, you can purchase an individual lightning lane, which I can imagine will be very expensive that day. So you can go ahead and do that. But this is something new. This next part is something new for Disney that has not been done before. I think it's being done at Universal and or other theme parks.
Yep.
Do you know which ride this is being done for? Maybe Hagrid's?
Universal. So I know I spent maybe half a day at Universal, but I know it was in The Mummy. I know they were doing this in the One Roller Coaster in Universal Studios, which actually should narrow it down because there's only one roller coaster in Universal Studios. It's Red, I think. I don't remember what it is. I'm sorry. I'm
okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about Universal Studios.
But yeah, so. It was definitely the Mummy ride.
Okay.
And then yeah, that roller coaster.
Okay. Well, what we're talking about is there is a new locker system that Disney is now implementing for Tron. So how it works is if you go on the ride, you know, it's probably best if you have a party not going on the ride, like leave everything with them. Like if you don't need to bring like a bag onto the ride, just leave with them. But, you know, you cannot bring anything on the ride with you at all. You know, I'm sure you can have stuff in your pockets, but they now have a double sided and digitized locker system that will be used to store bags and loose items while you're on the ride. So in the attraction queue, the complimentary lockers pair directly with your Magic Band Plus, or ticket media, so you can easily lock and reopen the locker with a quick tap. Guests without a Magic Band or ticket media, such as a card, will be provided with a card to assign them a locker. All items must be placed in a locker before you board the ride. Or in a small compartment located on the attraction vehicle that can hold such items such as cell phones, glasses, and wallets. So there is a very small compartment on the ride itself, but if you have a bag, it's got to go in one of those lockers. So, you know, on one side, you're going to open it up, and then when you get off the ride, there's actually on another wall that you just go to the same locker and tap, and, you know, you're good to go. So, you know, no one's going to be, you know, as soon as you're using the locker, no one else is going to be able to use it until, I guess, you open up the other side. It's smart enough to know, you know, the technology has been around. So, you know, your stuff will be safe in those lockers. So,
I think this is awesome. So I looked it up. It's the Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket is the roller coaster I was thinking of. But I love it, honestly and truly. Like, I'm not usually one that puts sunglasses or anything like that away. I'll just hold on to it. But when I just know when I did the roller coaster at Universal, and there's a couple rides at like Kings Island and Cedar Point that also have these little quick lockers. It makes it so much easier because like it's so easy the way they have it set up that you just kind of, as you're passing it, you open it, put your stuff in. And then as you're walking out the opposite side, you just get your stuff and go. Like, it's so great. I love to see Disney doing this, and I would love even more if they could implement this on more rides. I don't know how it would be possible because it definitely is something that has to be built into the queue and the exit queue. But man, this is cool and I am stoked. I do find it funny that they didn't specifically mention Mickey ears have to go in the lockers, which like I'm sure they do. There's no way they're going to fit in the little pouch. But I think it's very funny of all things not to call out because everyone has Mickey ears or hats or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, people just have, you know, they just know they need to do that. They're just aware.
People being aware? No.
I know. I know. Yeah. People usually don't do that, you know, when they're at Disney. They have no idea what's happening. So. All right. So, yeah, Tron like cycle run, you know, that it's again opening up April 4th. Lots of fun stuff happening at the beginning of April. So, you know, we got, they already put out show times for Epcot Forever coming back and Happily Ever After coming back. So it is happening. I still can't believe it. Like, they probably spent, I need to know how much they spent on,
you don't want to know.
Harmonious. Like, I can't imagine the technology they created for that, the engineering. Oh, man. So much money is just wasted. But, hey.
It's not wasted. They still created the technology. They can use it again, just in a different way.
Yeah, that's true. They definitely live and learn. But, you know, I do give props for Disney for just knowing that, okay, guys, this is a dud. This is not something that people like. It is just, like, it honestly destroys the immersive, you know, I'm all about immersiveness, and it just destroys the Epcot immersiveness, just like seeing the barges during the day. So, you know, we don't have to go into it anymore, but, you know, I'm just glad it's going.
Yep, me too. I think it's going to be crazy to see Disney back to, quote, normal after the 50th phenomenon. Like, yeah. It's been 18 months of this.
I'm glad it's going to be done.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm over it. It's not cool anymore. It wasn't cool, like, 8 months into it. Like, and then they went another 10 months. Like, it was a lot.
They need to keep it short. It was, you know, there's the celebrations. Yeah.
But whatever. You do.
I know. Yep. All right. So the last news item today, the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, which is going to be the new table service restaurant over at Hollywood Studios in Toy Story Land. It is opening up March 23rd. Finally, it is, you know, this was announced so long ago. I can't remember anymore, but, you know, it's finally opening. So Andy, using some of his favorite toys, games, and play sets, he created a rodeo arena for his toys and all honorary toys visiting Andy's backyard. So you can chow down on house-smoked meats, a roundup of sides, sweet surprises in this Western-themed family-style restaurant. So again, this is like an all-you-can-eat, you know, family-style place. So, you know, they're serving up some cheddar biscuits to start with some sweet pepper jelly. You know, you can get a tomato salad, a romaine and kale salad, a watermelon salad. You know, you can get some Evil Doctor smoked ribs, buttercups, beef brisket. There's sausage in my boot, you know, it's spiced pork sausage, barbecue chicken. And then for the, you know, for if you're a plant-based eater, they have slow cooked cauliflower, oven roasted, in quotes, bratwurst, and then a impossible rib chop. So you'll have those as like the main dishes. And then, you know, you could choose up the four sides. They had a long list of sides. I'm not going to list those out. But there's lots of sides, you know, probably your regular barbecue type fixings. They have five different desserts to choose from. They have grown up craft cocktails, which actually looked really dope. Mm-hmm. And then some non-alcoholic offerings as well. So, you know, this is going to be a fun family restaurant to go to. I'm glad they're adding another table service restaurant over at Hollywood Studios. So this is fun. I'm excited for this. So I can't wait to go. I'm definitely, you know, next time I go, I'm definitely going to try to get in here. This will be fun for the kids. So yeah, I'm excited.
Oh yeah. I am excited because Hollywood Studios is in desperate need of new table service. I think the theming is going to be incredibly cool. I hate barbecue, so I don't know. The menu sounds fine, but I'm just not someone, this food doesn't speak to me. I will say it is Nick's favorite food in the entire world. So we will be trying this. I am sure we will be trying it on our next trip. It does all sound good. Like, I love me some cheddar biscuits and like the sides that go with barbecue, which I'm sure there's a huge long list, like mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, like all the classics, coleslaw. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, I could take or leave all of the actual smoked meats. What I have the biggest beef with, pun intended, is that I get how they're trying to be funny about it, but they completely missed the mark. Why is it not just evil Dr. Porkchop Porkchops? Like, tell me why they had a, like, the evil Dr. Smoked Ribs. No, give the pork chops, evil Dr. Pork Chop. Like, that's hilarious. Yeah. Oh my God. So I'm a bit peeved that they thought they needed.
The mark.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, I understand ribs are 20 million times better than pork chops. I get it. But like,
do you get it though?
I get it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm very passionate about things that I find hilarious that Disney doesn't do. Come on.
Yep.
Or like at least call them like rib chops instead of pork. I don't, whatever. It's fine. I'm going to shut up now. God, Disney. Your naming conventions drive me crazy.
I know. Such a shame.
But it sounds good. I'm excited. The theming is going to be so cool. I'm very pumped for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, opening up March. I just left my notes. March 23rd. Opening up March 23rd. So... But that's it. That's it for the news this week. Pretty, you know, pretty light and fun. Nothing too crazy. The only thing I saw, I don't have my notes here. They did announce the full lineup for the Garden Rocks series.
Yes.
The Garden Rocks series or what is it called? Flower and Garden.
Beat, but Flower and Garden.
Yeah, the Each of the Beat.
But Each of the Beat's Food and Wine.
Oh, wait. Then what is it? Isn't it called Garden Rock? See, this is what I get for not having my notes up.
Garden Rocks something. Maybe it is Garden Rocks. Garden Rocks is something. Hold on.
Yeah, it's the Garden Rocks series. Yeah, okay. I was right. So yeah, the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. I have the article here. The Garden Rocks concert series lineup. You know, they have a lot of returning folks coming back. You know, like Kool and the Gang, Rick Springfield. Simple Plan. Some of the new people, Blue Oyster Cult, Switchfoot,
Smash Mouth.
They've been there in the past, so they'll be back. So,
did I ever tell you the story of during my college program, Smash Mouth came to play at Each of the Beat, and he invited like a bunch of people up on stage to dance on stage, and I went up there, and it was the best night of my life.
What? No, you never told me that story.
Listen, I have a few pictures, but I think I had just like come from work. I literally looked like disgusting. Like I was not put together whatsoever. And I was up dancing on stage with Smash Mouth.
If you have one of those photos, you got to send it to me.
I don't know if I can do that. It is a terrible picture.
I'll try to find it.
It was really cool though. So, and I love Smash Mouth. So it was really fun. Love Simple Plan. Glad they're coming back.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, the full concert series is up right now. You can, you know, just search the Google and you'll find it.
Yeah, it was right there. If you forget what the concert series is actually called, just search the
Google. Garden Rock. Yeah, Garden Rocks.
We got it.
All right. Well, that's it for today. I'm glad everyone was here. Hopefully everyone is doing fine. Katie, bring us out of here. Where can we find you?
Oh, you guys come hang out with me over on Instagram. I am at MagicallyMootsy. I am also on Parksnacker at MagicallyMootsy. And I actually have four more things from my trip to put in because I never actually rated the four cookies that I got from Gideon's, which I have finally now eaten.
Very nice. Very nice. So, yeah. Cool. So, yeah, find us over at Parksnacker.com. All of our links are over there. You know, you can find us on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. Download the app if you have not already. You know, find me at Park Snacker, Matt on Park Snacker. Get it today. Try it out. Let us know. If you're not subscribing to the podcast, make sure you do it. You know, we're on every podcast platform, all the major ones at least. So, you know, make sure you subscribe. Get that button so, you know, when the feed comes up, it'll be there. When the episode comes up, it'll be on your feed. So, all right. Well, that's it for this week, Katie. Until next time, I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.